Peace to brothers and sisters.
我们一起来读一下圣经。
Let's read some verses together first.
我们读出埃及记三十三章。
Let's read Exodus
33. 十二节读到十六节。
Verses 12 to 14. 16.
我们找到了圣经，我们一起读。
Exodus 33, verses 12 to 16. Let's read it together.
一起读。
Let's read it together. 摩西对耶和华说：你吩咐我说，将这百姓领上去，却没有叫我知道你要打发谁与我同去，只说我按你的名认识你，你在我眼前蒙了恩。我如今若在你眼前蒙恩，求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你，好在你眼前蒙恩。求你想到这名是你的名。耶和华说，我必亲自和你同去，使你得安息。摩西说，你若不亲自和我同去，就不要把我们从这里领上去。人在何事上得以知道我和你的百姓在你眼前蒙恩呢？岂不是因你与我们同去，使我和你的百姓与地上的万民有分别吗？
将你的道指示我，这道就是道路。将你的道路指示我。
Here in verse 13 says, show me your way.Teach me your way so that I may know you.
诗篇三十二篇
Psalms 32.
六到九节
Verses 6 to 9. Psalm 32, verses 6 to 9. Let's read it together. 为此，凡虔诚人都当趁你可寻找的时候祷告你。大水泛滥的时候，必不能到他那里。你是我藏身之处，你必保佑我脱离苦难，以得救的乐歌四面环绕我。我要教导你，指示你当行的路，我要定睛在你身上劝诫你。你不可像那无知的骡马，必用嚼环勒头勒住它，不然就不能驯服。
好，第八节。
Verse 8 says,
原文是很奇妙的一个圣经。
And the original content was very marvelous.
大卫说，我要用眼睛引导你。
Says, I will guide you with my eyes.
七十七篇五到十三节。
And let's turn to Psalm 77, verses 5 to 13.
我们读。
Let's read it together.我追想古时之日，上古之年，我想起我夜间的歌曲，扪心自问，我心里也仔细审查，难道主要永远丢弃我，不再施恩吗？难道他的慈爱永远穷尽，他的应许世世废弃吗？难道神忘记开恩，就因发怒止住他的慈爱吗？我便说，这是我的懦弱，我要追念至高者显出右手之年代，我要提说耶和华所行的，我要纪念你古时的奇事，我也要思想你的经营，默念你的作为。神啊，你的作为是洁净的，有何神大如神、啊、
好，我们再读以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40
以赛亚四十章三到五节
Verses 3 to 5
一起读
Let's read it together 有人声喊着说在旷野预备耶和华的路在沙漠地修平我们神的道一切山洼都要填满大小山冈都要削平，高高低低的要改为平坦，崎崎岖岖的必成为平原。耶和华的荣耀必然显现，凡有血气的必一同看见，因为这是耶和华亲口说的。
使徒行传第九章。
The Book of Acts, Chapter 9.
第九章一到五节。
Verses 1-5。
我们一起读。
Let's read it together. 扫罗仍然向主的门徒口吐威吓凶杀的话，去见大祭司，求文书给大马色的各会堂。若是找着信奉这道的人，无论男女，都准他捆绑带到耶稣。扫罗行路将到大马色，忽然从天上发光，四面照着他，他就扑倒在地，听见有声音说：扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？他说：主啊，你是谁？主说：我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
好，十七节到十九节。
Verses 17-19。那亚拿尼亚就去了，进了那家，把手按在扫罗身上说：兄弟扫罗，在你来的路上向你显现的主就是耶稣打发我来叫你看见，又被圣灵充满。扫罗的眼睛上好像有灵立刻掉下来，他就能看见，起来吃过饭就健壮了。扫罗和大马色的门徒同住了些日子。
二十章二十三节。
Chapter 20, verse 23.
我们一起读。
Verses 23-24。但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证说，有捆锁与患难等待我，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要完成我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
好，我们今天圣经读的多一点，提摩太后书。
We have to read quite a lot of verses this morning, huh? Second Timothy chapter 4.
四章七到八节。
Verses 7-8.
我们读。
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
好，我们最后再读两处圣经啊。
Two more verses.
希伯来十章。
Two more passages. Hebrews chapter 10.
十九节。
Verses 19-20. 两节嘛。
第十章。
Yeah. Chapter 10.
十九节。
Verse 19.弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
最后读十二章一到二节。
Lastly, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. 我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围绕我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在前头的路程。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受十架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
好，今天要给弟兄姊妹讲到神的道路。
This morning I want to share with you the theme, the way of God.
这是非常重要的一个题目。
And this is a very important topic.
我们先要知道我们的人生就是一条路。
First of all, we need to realize the fact that our life is nothing but a way, a journey.
我们的人生是要只能往前，不能往后的道路。
It's a way that goes forward, not backward.
也不可能再重走的道路。
And it's a way we cannot retrack or rewrite.
每一步踏出去就决定了。
Every step that we took is determined.
今生我们的道路走得对不对？
And if we are on the right way,
要决定我们在永远里面的情形。
Will determine our condition in eternity.
我们的路走直了没有？
If our way is straight.
你们走对了没有？
If our way is correct.
所以有一次我和弟兄姊妹在海滩呢。
And one time we went to the beach with brothers and sisters.
我们做一个游戏。
We played this game.
海滩。每一脚踩下去一个脚印。
You know, when you walk on the beach, and every step you take, there is a footprint.
在一个地方，我们设立一个标杆。
Therefore, we set a goal in the distance.
大家都走。
We said, let's all march toward the goal.
要走直了。
And make sure your path is straight.
每个人都很小心走。
Everybody was walking carefully.
我自己也走。
I walk with them too.
我走这一步。
Every step I took.
第二步跨在第一步前面走直了。
And the next step.
每一步路都走对了。
Every step I have to be very careful.
我想我的路走直了。
I figure, huh, I must have a very straight path.
但走到了，回头一看，走了歪歪斜斜的。
Once I reached my goal, I look back. It was very twisted.
我们的人生每一步踏出去都有个脚印。
And every step we make in life will leave a footprint.
你人生很快过去了。
Our life goes by so fast.
但是你留下了脚印。
However, every step is remain behind us.People recognize if we have taken a straight path or not by looking at our footsteps. A lot of times, some people pass away. And you say, oh, he left behind beautiful footsteps. Some people pass away. You say that is a very wicked, very poor footstep pattern. And when you see these footsteps,
我们发现了神的儿子的脚踪。
And we also discovered that of the Son of God.
神的儿子来到地上。
The Son of God came to this earth.
他也留下了脚踪。
He also left behind his footsteps.
神儿子的脚踪与众不同。
His footprints are different from all the others.
这是一条直的路。
It is very straight.
这个往上的路
It's an upward path
通到荣耀的道路
That goes to his glory
世界上的路我们到处都走过
And you know we took our way on the earth all the time
都是平的道路对不对
It's all flat
没有条直的路的
You don't have some path that's horizontal
今天主的道路直的路
However the Lord's way is horizontal
从地上通到宝座
It's vertical And it's from earth to heaven.
神儿子为我们留下脚踪。
And the Son of God left behind us his footprints.
2000年教会都走主的道路。
And for over 2,000 years, the Church of God walked on the same path.
保罗走过他的一生。
Paul finished his life journey.
也为我们留下脚踪。
He also left behind beautiful footprints for us.
保罗的脚踪真是佳美。
And indeed, his footprints are beautiful.
保罗这个名字对我们神的儿女太好的一个名字。
And Paul is a beautiful name to us children of God.
但保罗在信主以前呢
But before he came to Jesus,
他的名字基督听见吓坏了
Everybody was afraid just to hear his name.
他是个非常聪明的人
He was a very smart person.
一个个性刚强的人
And very strong person.
很有学问的人
Very knowledgeable.
圣经说他学尽当代学问
He would have learned all the knowledge of his time.
但是他痛恨基督徒
Yet he hated Christians.
在耶路撒冷逼迫基督徒
And he persecuted the Christians in Jerusalem.
他听说大马色教会很兴旺。
And he heard about the great revival in the church of Damascus.
很多人信主。
A lot of people became Christians there.
他就不以耶路撒冷逼迫所满足。
Therefore, he was not happy to stay in Jerusalem.
请了文书。
So he obtained the decree from the synagogue.
到大马色去。
And he was on his way to Damascus.
他有瘸病，无论男女都可以捉拿下去。
He got a decree which authorized him to arrest men or women whoever believed in the way.And he will persecute them and then force them to deny the name of the Lord. Wasn't he a dreadful man? On his way to Damascus, the Lord appeared to him. And my teacher, spiritual teacher, Watchman, he said this.
He said,
on the way to Damascus, the Lord arrested Paul.
把他逮捕了。
He arrested him.
那一天比日头还亮的多。
He captivated him because he was.
一下显现了。
The Lord whose glory was brighter than the sun at noontime.
大光四面照着他。
Shone around him. He had no escape but to bow on the ground. He did not see the face of the Lord. But he heard the sound, the voice of the Lord.
Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? He thought, you know, I was just persecuting those lowly Christians. How could I persecute you whose glory is brighter than the sun? Therefore he said, who are you, Lord? He was very daring to ask that. And the Lord says, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. Therefore Paul's eyes were enlightened within. Because Christians are Lord, they are part of the Lord. When you persecute Christians, you persecute the Lord. So then his physical eyes got blind. For 3 days in Damascus, he could not see. And the Lord sent this man to this gigantic, famous Paul. The Lord did not send Peter or John. Instead, he sent little Anania. This name only appeared once in the Bible. God sent a small person. Before Paul became blind, right before he got blind, he saw this great vision, a glory, a God whose glory is brighter than the sun. And that was what he saw right before he got blind. For the next 3 days, he waited before God. And now this man came along. An insignificant character. He laid his hand on him. It's a fleshly hand. Yet the word this man spoke had a great life. Has a great power. And the word this man spoke got into his heart. And with great love,
Saul,
brother Paul, brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on your way, Jesus Christ, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. After he finished speaking, immediately Paul's eye was opened. He was immediately filled by the Holy Spirit. And he was turned completely. Paul became a great servant of God. And I would think, you know, for a man that's born of man, no one's greater than Paul. He wrote 11 epistles in the Bible. And if you took all his words out of the Bible, then we really don't have a New Testament anymore. Paul was great. And when he walked on earth, when he persecuted Christians, he wanted to arrest and persecute those who believe in the way. And the word here is the way, which means the road. You won't be persecuted if you only believe, you only believe in a teaching. But only when you start walking on the way of the Lord, you will be persecuted. And his eye got blind. And when Anania spoke to him, said, brother Saul, and the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road, what road he came from? He came from a way of fleshly life. A way belonged to the world. And he was quite successful. But when Jesus appeared, his earthly way was cut off right there before Jesus. And the Lord changed his path from there. He then started walking on the way of the Lord. The same way with us, children of God. After after we believe in the Lord, and our earthly way was cut off before the Lord, and we start taking the way of the Lord, and then that's the right way to go. When David spoke of the way of God, we're not here to talk about the life of David or the experience of David, but how he described how to walk on the way of God. And he spoke something so unusual. He said, I will guide you with my eye. How do you guide people with your eye? When we guide people, we guide people with words. But that's the highest level of guidance with eyes. And that can only be done when you have a very intimate relationship. And among all my co-workers in the United States, and there was this elderly sister, has a beautiful spiritual life. And when her husband was still alive, and his brother was an elder in the church, I know them so well. And her husband is very blunt, and also very eloquent. When they sit together, I knew them so well. And when the brother was like speaking, could not stop, and his wife would just look at him, he would immediately stop. And wow, that was good. He totally could read her eyes. My wife can look at me 10 times, I could not get the message. I was like, why are you looking at me? However, this brother could be guided by the eyesight of his wife. And one time I was in Taiwan, we went to this beautiful scenery place. It was in Ali Mountain. I only went there once. And there was this hotel. And the people who are in charge also are Christian brothers and sisters. They're a couple. And at dinner time, they were cooking. And I really want to invite more brothers and sisters to eat. So I said, brother, have you eaten? He said, no, I haven't eaten. And his wife looked at him. He was just, I did. Well, I knew that was not true. Because his responses were so different than one before and after. I know the first response was honest, that he hasn't eaten yet. But because his wife looked at him, he then changed his response. Yes, I just did. And that's what we call guided by eyes. Do you understand what it meant? And we should be guided by the eyes of God. And that's only happened for people who have people that have good relationship with God. And even the smallest prompting will be made aware of. And a little prompting says, stop talking now. Or stop doing whatever you're doing. And or you feel the Lord guided me to do something. And that's how he guides us with his eye. Because we have this intimate fellowship with him. And that smallest feeling, you can't even call it feeling. Yeah, that prompting is so clear, you know it's from the Lord. And that's what I meant by I guide you with my eye. And then David continued by saying, don't be like those useless mule, which have no understanding but must be controlled by bit and bridle. Do you understand the difference between a horse or mule? And they are very unique animals. They are the offspring of horse and mule. And God doesn't like races being mixed up. Therefore, there's no offspring from this kind of animal because they don't give birth to the same kind. And mules are stubborn by nature. And it's very dangerous when they go wild and run fast. That's why they have to control them by a bridle in their mouth.
什么叫做配头呢?
What is that?
It's
a piece of iron put in the mouth of this animal. And you usually don't need to use that.
它跑得快,
but when they are running wild,
走了就有强的配头了,
and you have to control forcefully with that piece. And because that piece of metal will go deeper into their mouth, and they'll cause blood to come out. That's how you control it.
大卫说,
therefore, David said, don't be like the horse or the mule,
不用强的配头就不能驯服,
which have no understanding but must be controlled by bit or riddle. And David is someone who experienced God greatly. He said, God guides me with his eye. Versus the guiding with the bridle. Don't be like those useless or ignorant horse or mule that you have to be controlled by strong force through the bridle or bit. And again, in Psalm 77, David described again the way of God. Where is God's way? It's on us.
主一生经营在我们身上,
because he operate and manage on us. He work on us. And says, I will meditate on your work.
有何神大入我们的神呢?
And oh, which God is so great as our God? Because he works on us all the days of our life. He work on us. And he will work on us until the appearing of the new Jerusalem. He did the same work on Abraham, on David, on Paul, and on us today. All the days of our life, he works on
us.
Oh, which God is great as our God? Because the end result is the beautiful new Jerusalem. And the church will be worth to come and become the bride of Christ. To be the wife of the Lamb. Be that new Jerusalem. And the bride speaks of the life. And the wife speaks of the way of the Lamb. That new Jerusalem. And speak of them the power, the authority. Three are actually the same. And that is the glorious life of the church at the end. And at that time, God's work is done. And generation after generation, he is working. And we may pass away one after the other. Now you and I are living. So God's working on us right now. And which God is as great as our God? We may be the very last generation of his work. Because his coming is very near. And we are here to receive his second coming. And Isaiah speaks specifically of his way. Says, prepare his way. Why do we have to prepare his way? Because the way we have chosen is not walkable. And we are his way. God has obtained Abraham to be his way. And through Abraham, God walked on earth. And God revealed himself through Abraham. And God uses Moses as his way. Because through Moses, God walked on earth. And through Moses, God revealed himself. And God has picked David to be his way.
一代过来,
generation after generation, we are now his way. And we are not an easy way to walk on. Therefore, Isaiah 40 says, prepare the Lord's way. And raise up the valleys.
大小山冈要削平。
And mountains and hills make them low.
崎崎岖岖要成为平原。
And rough ground shall become level.
弯弯曲曲要成为正直。
And the rugged place a plain.
耶和华的荣耀要显现。
Because the glory of the Lord will be revealed.
这是神亲口说的。
And this is spoken from the mouth of the Lord.
我们一生正是预备主的道路。
So all our life is doing nothing but to prepare His way.
我的年龄比你们都大。
Of course.I'm older than anyone here. And the work that he has prepared on me is tremendous. You know, I have a worse natural life than anybody. It's not pointing. I'm either too high or I'm too low.
走这个路不好走啊
And it's a hard way for God to walk on me.
我一生学的功课也多啊
Therefore, I learned a lot of lessons.
神要在我身上修平
He has made my mountains flat.
放下去赶不上去的地方要填满
And where it's low in the valley, he needs to raise it up.
凸出来的地方
And whatever is wicked,
最刚硬的地方
And the mountain hills, the hardest, most stubborn part,
大小山岗要削平
he needs to make it flat.
有的地方崎崎岖岖的
And place They're twisted, they're rough.
就要成为平原。
He had to make it as a plant, like a plant. And places they're twisted.
谁要把它修直
He has to make it very straight.
然后神的荣耀要显现。
So that His glory can be revealed on me.
我们有没有觉得主在我们上做预备的路
？Do you feel, do you ever experience the work of God on you?
就在你我日常生活的小事上都在预备我们呢。
God works on us on daily basis on the smallest thing.
每一次遇见的事都是主在预备我的路。
Everything we encounter is God's preparation work to make us His way upon which He can walk.
今天神借着神的儿女走在地上啊。
You know, Lord.Is walking on earth through his children. And through us, Jesus can be brought to every corner of this world. Yet in order to make that happen, he has to work on us. He has to prepare his own way. Paul was saved. He was a great guy.
三次他说我给得永生的人做榜样
and for three times says I am an example for those who are receiving the eternal life
两次他说你们要效法我
and for two times in the Bible says you shall imitate me
如同我效法基督
just the same way I imitate Christ
保罗吃饭吃菜喜欢吃甜的还是咸的我们不需要效法
I don't know if Paul likes sweet or salty food we don't need to learn thatBut whatever he did to imitate Christ, that's what we need to imitate from him.
两次说你们效法我。
For twice he said in the Bible, imitate me.
我没有找到第二人像保罗这样讲话。
You don't find anyone else in the Bible say something so big.
三次说我是榜样。
And for three times he said, I am your model.
两次说要效法我。
For two times he said,Imitate me.
今天早上我们特别看保罗对主的道路怎么说吧。
So this morning we focus a lot on how Paul describes his way in the Lord. And in book of Acts chapter 20.
保罗在艰难的时候啊。
And that was a very difficult time for Paul.
主只是让前面有捆锁等着他。
And the Lord made it clear to him there would be
大要求他不要去。
Hardship and prisons ahead of him.
为什么这样哭叫我心碎呢
？And people begged him not to go. He said, "Why are you crying this and breaking?" My heart. And he said something so precious. He said, I consider my life worth nothing. And I do not treasure it. I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me. That is the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
Paul is our example.
He indeed is our example.
我们就以性命为念。
Because we consider our life worth a lot.
这两天我真的遇见个大麻烦呢。
And these past 2 days, I encountered some problems.
我有个女儿是个医生。
I have this daughter who is a medical doctor.
很强地告诉我，我不可以去台湾。
She very strongly told me, don't go to Taiwan.
为什么不能去台湾
？I said, why not?
我年龄高了。
She said, you are too old.
有一个弟兄很。今年跨过太平洋102岁了 come on.
I said, don't consider me too old. There's another Christian man, he's over 102. He's still serving the Lord. I'm much younger.
他只晓得爱父亲，他不晓得爱主嘛。
You love your father, but don't you love God?
你只晓得我的身体需要，不知道台湾省的儿女需要吗？
You only care about your father's life, and you don't care about the need in the Taiwan church.
昨天晚上跟我谈得很晚了。
And so last night she discussed very long time with me, and I did not obey her.
我去了，我也去告诉他们。
I told her that I would tell church in Taiwan.
侍奉是我的生命啊。
To serve God is my life.
不要我侍奉，你让他刀杀了我好了。
If you ask me to stop serving, you might as well kill me.
我今天侍奉主。
I serve God.
我年龄高了，我身体很好。
I am old, but I'm still physically well.
你们没有看见那主的恩典吗？
Don't you see the grace of God on me like that?
我不侍奉主，把恩典收回来，我可以死了。
If I stop serving the Lord, He can take away this grace, and I will just die.
这我不要去，这是魔鬼的声音啊。
And that's the voice of Satan asking me not to go to Taiwan to serve.
保罗说我不以性命为念。
And Paul says I consider my life worth nothing to me.
对了，我应该把这个话讲给他们听。
Yeah, I should have told her this last night.
我还没有性命的问题呢。
And I am not even at the threat of losing my life.
我正遇见危险生命的问题呢。
And Paul was facing the hardship and imprisonment.
我不以性命为念。
And I should not consider my life worth anything.
也不堪为宝贵。
And I do not cherish my life.
我只要行完我的路程。
I need to finish the race.
前面这个路我一定要刷出去的。
I have to move forward.
结果不要走，开玩笑的。
What a joke to ask me to stay behind.
我只要尽主耶稣所给我的指示。
I need to complete the task that He has given.
证明恩惠福音。
The task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
好不好？
Isn't that good?
这是保罗走路的态度。
And that's the attitude Paul had.
提摩太后子保罗又说了一句大话。
And in 2 Timothy he had another saying.
美好的仗我打过了。
He said, I have fought the good fight.
当跑的路我跑尽了。
I have finished the race.
所信的道我守住了。
And I have kept my faith.
以公义的冠冕为我存留。
And now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness.
那天主显现的时候。
Which the Lord, the righteous judge.
要赐给我的。
Will award me in the day.
不但赐给我。
And not only to me.
也赐给所有爱慕主显现的人。
But also to all those who long for his appearing.
大家听见保罗。
Do you hear what Paul is saying here?
美好的仗打过了。
I have fought the good fight.
当跑的路跑尽了。
And I have run the race.
所信的道守住了。
And I have kept the faith.
在我们去见主的时候，都要有这三句话。
Hopefully, we all can say these three things when we are about to see the Lord.
我们打的美好仗没有？
Have you fought the good fight?
很多弟兄姊妹打肉体的仗。
A lot of time we're fighting with our flesh.
既不美也不好。
It's not beautiful, neither beautiful, good.
当跑的路跑尽了。
And I have finished the race.
你跑什么路啊？
What kind of race you're running right now?
不要走世界道路啊。
Not the race in this world, I hope.
更不要走自己道路。
Or the race for your own life.
当跑的路。
But the race that you should run.
主量了，量定了我要走多少主的道路。
The race the Lord has measured for me alone.
一步也不能少。
Don't miss even a step.
每一天我都在走路。
Every day walk on this race.
当跑的路跑尽了。
Finish that race well.
主信的道守住了。
And I have kept the faith.
以公义冠冕为我存留。
And now there's in store for me the crown of righteousness.
什么叫公义冠冕啊？
What is that crown of righteousness?
就是该得的。
Means something you're entitled to.
主必须给他的。
And the Lord has to give to us.
我们都要去见主的，对不对？
We all gonna see the Lord one day, aren't we?
这段圣经今天送给你们。
And now let me give you this verse as a gift.
当跑的路跑尽了。
And I fought a good fight.
美好的仗打过了。
And I have finished the race.
所信的道守住了。
And I have kept the faith.
有主来的时候，有公义冠冕我们存留。
And now in store for me the crown of His righteousness for me.
不仅赐给我。
Not only for me.
也是给凡爱慕主显现的人。
But also to all who have longed for His appearing.
想不想主来？
Do you want the Lord to come?
有没有怕主来？
Are you afraid that He's coming?
怕是也对的。
We should be afraid.
也怕也爱。
We should be afraid, but also we also want Him to come.
主要显现。
He will appear.
主显现日子不远了。
And it's not far from now.
就希伯来书讲到主的道路。
And then the book Hebrews also talk about the way of God.
主给我走的路。
And the way that He has has measured for us walk is through his blood. We know the veil is being opened. A new and living way are opened for us. And we shall walk through the veil. And this veil is nothing but his body. Therefore, with his own blood, the Lord opened the way through the curtain for us. It's a new and living. And the ways in this world are old. Old and old. There's no living way. It's all old and dead. So what is that living way? And this is not a great example. Have you seen the escalator? There's a lot of escalator in the mall. Those escalators. All you need to do is just put your feet up. Once you make the first step, after that, it's no longer you walking, but the escalator is taking you. Once you're on the escalator, naturally you will be brought to the next floor. It's not a perfect example. Yet the way of Jesus Christ is a living way. Every step he provides life. And through every step, he strengthened me. And that's what we call the living way. It's not that I am walking, but the way of the Lord is taking me forward. And it's through the curtain, all the way into the Holy of Holies, before his mercy seat. And because his body is broken from me. Through that breakage, he opened the way. And through this way, he takes us into his glory. Amen. Are we on this way? And this is the way of God we're talking about. And when it comes to chapter 12 of Hebrews, and there is such a cloud of witnesses, they surround us just like clouds. They have finished their race. Now it's our turn. Didn't we just finish the Olympic Games? A lot of people were running in the race. And everybody ran. Oh, 100
meter.
And when I was young, I did that too, 100 meter. And it's very short. You know, it's done in no time. You know, the first place or second place is just different by a split of second. Won't be even more than 2 seconds. And that's 100 meters. And you know, a lot of time, our race of life is just like that. Before you know it, it's done. And the ranking is determined. When you run, what do you do? Do you carry a backpack? Look at those athletes. They will wear as little as possible. A lot of research has been done to make sure you wear the right kind of material that you're able to run faster. And because they will affect your speed. And the end result is different by a split of second. Do you see people carry anything on
that?
So in Hebrews, it says the same thing. Therefore, throw off everything that has weight. Let go of anything that hinders us. What is weight? Whatever makes you run slow, that's the weight you need to get rid of. Or a weight is so heavy that you can't even run. Everybody has different weight that hinders them. One thing maybe hinders me, but not to you. One thing maybe weight to you, but not to me. We all have weight and loads in our daily life. Yeah, there's a cloud of witnesses surrounding us. We need to run our race.
放下重量。
Therefore, throw off anything that hinders us.
我们会去都寻求好不好
？We should seek before the Lord. What is hindering me from running?
什么事情是你跑路的重量
？What is the weight that slow me down?
找出来都要放下。
Look for it and put it down.
第二是离开那个容易缠累我们的罪。
And the sin that so easily entangles us.
有的罪特别容易缠累我的。
Certain sins so easily entangle us.
每个人都不一样。
Everybody has different problem.
你说容易缠累的罪吗？
Do you know what is the kind of thing that entangle you easily? I know this great Christian. He's a fine man. His only problem is he talks too much. He cannot stop talking. One time I look at him. I said, brother, if you keep talking like this, you'll lose your peace. What did he say? He said, just two more sentences. To me, it's a hopeless case. I stay in the same room with him. One night, he was in his dream. Even in his dream, he was speaking. He was loud. He said, I told you to stop talking, you still talk. He totally knew his problem. And the thing that entangled him is his love to speak. Do you understand what can hinder us? And each one of us, there's a sin or more than one sin that entangles us easily. First, throw off anything that's heavy. And the sin that entangles us easily.
And
fix our eyes unto Jesus Christ, who is the author and perfecter of our faith. We are walking on the way of faith. And on this way of faith, the Lord Jesus should be first. Also, He is the last. He is the beginner of this road. He is also the finisher of this road. And this is the way of faith of Jesus Christ. So, He is the author and perfecter of our faith. And even Jesus himself, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross and scorning its shame. What is the joy he has? His joy is us, church. You and I, the brothers and sisters. And for the church, he gave his life. For each and every one of us, he laid down his life. And he saw that, considered that joy. And his suffering gave birth to church. And his cross gave birth to his church. So the Lord loved this way. And he walked on this eternal way. Oh, for eternity he ran. That is the way of the cross. So he saw the joy set before him. So he endured the cross, scorning its shame. Now he sat down at the right hand of Father God. He has created this way for us. So you and I now can walk on this way. He is the perfect author and perfecter of the faith. And let us all walk on the faith of Jesus Christ. We are all now companions. Let us support one another. Help one another. Pray for one another. We need to finish this race well. There are trials and sufferings. Just like how Moses led people of God from Egypt to wilderness into the promised land. And our life journey is through this wild wild and hard journey.
经过大而可怕的旷野。
This dry and thirsty land.
他们到迦南地了。
They enter into the promised land.
四十年的日子。
40 years long.
42站的经历。
42 stops.
神给我们安排好了。
And every stop has God planned.
我称这个日子叫完全的日子。
And that's the journey of completion.
我称这个经历叫完全的经历。
And my experience will be considered complete.
我们一生经我们完全的日子。
And through the complete journey.
完全的经历。
Through the complete experience.
他们进迦南地。
Israelites eventually.
我们进荣耀。
Enter into the promised land.And we enter into His glory. And you and I are on this journey together.
彼此劝勉,
Let us support one another.
彼此祷告,
Pray for one another.
我们每一人都走完今生的道路,
And we pray that we all finish this race well. Let's sing this song together, 485.
我用眼睛引导你,
With my eyes, I guide you.
非常好的诗歌,
It's a wonderful song.Let's stand up and sing the song together.
485首，我用眼睛引导你。
let's bow our heads and pray together.
我们的神, 我们感谢赞美你。
Oh, our Lord, our God, we thank you and we praise you.
因为神的道路是正路。
For your way is the right way.
你说这是正路，要我们行在其间。
And you urge us to walk on it, for it is the right way.
主，我们感谢你通过这样的环境来改变我们。
And we thank you for changing us through our circumstances.
圣灵也在我们里面来提醒我们。
And the Holy Spirit reminds us all the time.
来引导我们。
That you are guiding us.
主，早间的聚会虽然快要结束。
Yes, the meeting will end.
但是你的话语却成为我们一生的供应。
But the word of God shall be our provision through our lives.
愿主亲自来教导我们你的自己的道路。
Lord, teach us in person your own way.
带领我们走出黑暗，进入光明。
Lead us out of darkness into your lightness.
叫我们行在其间。
And so that we can walk on your way.
我们唯有顺从你的旨意。
Only when we obey to your will.
才能够在我们生命里来彰显你自己，来荣耀你自己。
Then you can be revealed through us.
谢谢我们的主如此的爱我们。
We thank you for loving us so much.
奉耶稣基督的。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
弟兄姊妹，请坐。